Welcome back to the Torah. The parasha called Va'era, meaning I appeared, God telling Moses that he had appeared to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now Moses, or Moshe in Hebrew, the deliverer, is preparing to deliver his people from the clutches of Egypt. Exodus chapter 6, or Shemot, 6, verse 29. He said, I am Adonai. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything I say to you. Moshe answered Adonai, look, I'm such a poor speaker that Pharaoh won't listen to me. Moses giving his understanding of why it won't work. How often do we do that when we sense God's calling and we offer excuses as to why he can't do what he says he's going to do through us? When in fact he chose Moshe, knowing that Moses was a bad speaker. He doesn't argue the fact. So he uses the foolish things of this world, the New Testament teaches, to confound the wise. So the more weaknesses we have, it seems, the more usable we become for him. God chose the poor speaker, not the polished orator. Verse 1 of chapter 7, but Adonai said to Moshe, I have put you in the place of God to Pharaoh, and Aaron, your brother, will be your prophet. So Moshe will be like a judge. He will be the authority in the courtroom that God has pulled Pharaoh into. And Aaron will be as his interpreter. Moshe will speak and Aaron will deliver the message and interpret down the message to Pharaoh, the listener, the receiver of the message. You are to say everything I order you. And Aaron, your brother, is to speak to Pharaoh and tell him to let the people of Israel leave his land. But I will make him hard-hearted, even though I will increase my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. Rashi explained that he would harden Pharaoh's heart so that God could bring retribution on the nation so that Israel should hear and fear. In other words, the more signs and wonders God would deliver, the more he would be built up in the eyes of his own people. That was the purpose of hardening Pharaoh's heart. God's concern about saving his own people, not so much demonstrating to Pharaoh his own power. He wanted his people to believe in him. Pharaoh will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies, my people, the sons of Israel. I like that expression, my armies, my people, the sons of Israel. Seeing the potential in his people, he lifts them up, calls them armies when they were seemingly nothing but slaves. The sons of Israel. They would come out of the land of Egypt with great acts of judgment. How mightily God has worked through the seemingly insignificant sons of Israel over time, doing great things, having massive impact on civilization through such a small, seemingly insignificant group. Verse 5, then when I stretch out my hand over Egypt and bring the people of Israel out from among them, the Egyptians will know that I am Adonai. Moshe and Aaron did exactly what Adonai ordered them to do. Moshe was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. Notice they did exactly what God ordered them to do. They had come to a point in life where they had seen much. They were already elderly, advanced in years, the Bible calls it. And they knew that God had put it on them, had chosen them to be his representatives to the people. And out of sheer respect for the one who called, they followed his instructions to the T. Shows you too that God's calling may take many, many, many years to find its fulfillment in you. Don't give up. God may not answer you when you're 40 and give you what you're looking for, but it may come many years later. You're never too old is another way to look at this. For God to use you and fulfill the things that he has put in your heart. This is Torah 101 Daily.